Thank you for plugging into this Family Life News podcast, streaming issues-driven, family-focused news. Welcome to another edition of Hometown Heroes on Family Life. I'm your host, Bill Price. Our guest today, Asheville, New York's Sue Colwell. For 4 years now, she's been praying for families struggling with drug addiction. 4 years later, Sue, how much of an impact do you think you've had?
I like to think I had a good impact. One person can make a difference. I believe that. I've made quite a few friends through this page, and there's a lot of people from different parts of the country that I've gotten connected with, because there's so many hurting individuals, and most of mine is women, because, you know, being a woman and being a mom, so most of the outreach I have is with other women, but there's so many hurting, and they need a little bit of hope. And that's what a lot of the page is about, too, supporting each other.
Why don't you share with our listeners how this thing was birthed?
Well, I needed to do something. I went to the altar many Sundays and almost begging God to please use me to help people who are battling, families who are battling this addiction, because it affects everyone, and it's affecting the church, and there's so many people that are silently suffering, knowing that they have a loved one, whether it be a husband, a wife, a child, another relative, that's suffering in this horrible, devastating addiction. So that's how this all started. The hurting. It's just, there's so many hurting.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You're listening to Hometown Heroes on Family Life. Our guest this week is Susan Colwell from Asheville, New York, founder of Praying for Individuals and Their Families. And is there a constant theme that you hear from the people who are who you're connecting with?
Well, the big thing is the fear. What if my loved one dies? People get clean and then they relapse. People are terrified. They're absolutely terrified of this. And many people, and we've talked about this before, enable. You do everything you possibly can to help your loved one, and a lot of times it winds up enabling them and making it worse. I want to bring as many as I can to the Lord and to see them at peace and not in this horrible turmoil.
Yeah, and God is in control. We know that, Sue. And sometimes He will take something as debilitating as drug addiction, and He'll use that to draw someone to Christ. He'll do whatever it takes to get people saved. And that is the silver lining in all of this. Many times when people have hit rock bottom, they have nowhere else to go but up. And a lot of these people are more open to the gospel message because of their addiction.
Yes, and the people who become get clean, who are sober, they have such an awesome testimony of God's faithfulness carrying them through. I mean, God never promised to take things away, but He promises to carry us, and He is so faithful. The big thing for me is prayer. Prayer, 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 and I've heard people say, all I can do is pray. But that is, to me, that's the first and most important thing that any of us, whatever the situation, whatever we're struggling with, is praying.
You are a prayer warrior, Sue. Anyone who knows you knows that to be true. 4 years later, Sue, the biggest impact that you've seen with this ministry?
The connections. I have such awesome connections with some of the women that I've met, and it's just such an honor and a privilege to be able to help carry someone, help raise their arms, offer them hope. But we can take back what the enemy has stolen, and I believe that's happening.
There's so many people that listen, Christians, who struggle with addiction, struggle with a lot of the issues that you address on your Facebook page. What would you say to those people?
Well, don't give up. Tell somebody. The devil's good at making us feel ashamed. So the importance of sharing your battle with someone, and there's many people who care. And being in the church, I think people feel like, well, I should know better, I should be better. But there's just as many hurting people in the church as anywhere else.
And if people want to find you on Facebook, how would they go about doing that?
Praying for Individuals and Families Fighting Addiction.
That's Sue Colwell from Asheville, New York, this week's Hometown Hero. Join us next week as we search for your home, your town, your hero. It's Hometown Heroes on Family Life.